Welcome to the Millennial Agenda, the podcast that's here to prove we're not out to ruin the world, we're just trying to survive it. I'm your host, Josh Gunderson, and joining me on this roller coaster of adulting are two incredible co-hosts, the brains and sass behind the operation, Nina Sabatini and Meg Stone. Join us as we tackle the everyday challenges of the world with a dose of humor and a splash of wine. So whether you're a millennial navigating the trenches or just trying to understand our avocado toast-loving ways, buckle up, you're in for a ride. Granted, like so at the All American Rejects was wild because it's been a while since I've gone to a Mardi Gras concert. The last one was TLC right before the world shut down, and I don't remember it as being a long show. So I'm like, oh, it's gonna be 30 minutes. They're gonna play, like, maybe we'll get Swing Swing, which was their first hit. We'll get Dirty Little Secret, Move Along, Gives You Hell, and like maybe one or two other songs.
I love Gives You Hell.
Oh, so the show is an hour, and what a fucking hour. Because they opened with Swing Swing right into my paper heart, and I'm like, yes! I'm having the best time! And they played a bunch of songs I didn't think I was going to get to hear live, like from some of the newer albums. When I say newer, they haven't released a full album in over 10 years. But like they played Kids in the Street and Beekeepers. Like the second Beekeeper's Daughter started, I became a wild, crazy, unhinged person. I was so fucking excited. And then he was like, all right, good night. And I'm sitting there like, nah, you're not done. You haven't played Gives You Hell or Move Along. And I will not be moving along until I hear Gives You Hell. And so they came back for the encore and played Move Along. And I'm like, I am satisfied. Gives You Hell. And he's like, he continues like talking, introduces the band. He's like, I feel like we forgot something. And I'm like, oh, you did. And what was so funny is I'm pretty sure a couple of our friends that ended up joining up with us, I'm pretty sure they thought I was drunk, but I had not had a drop of damn alcohol. I was just high on 2002 emo music. And they start playing Gives You Hell, and I became just a frenzied, crazy person. I was so excited. I had no voice by the end of that show. Just screaming. But my favorite part being when Tyson, the lead singer, was like, we're going to flash back to 2002 when most of you were in high school. And I literally just yelled out, road! Because I didn't need that. I didn't need that. Yes, because the last time I saw All American Rejects was in 2002 at the Roxy in Boston.
Oh, the Roxy.
Yep. We went to many a show there, but it was so funny because I remember, like, Tyson's not, he's like a year older than me. He's not that much older than me. And I remember them coming out into the crowd after the show. It's the Roxy. There's nowhere for you to go. And I remember, like, they were still relatively new, still growing in popularity. I just remember seeing, like, he was like this close to me, just the look of, like, not fear, but just like being overwhelmed by the number of people that were like there to say hi and to like get an autograph and stuff. And remembering that so vividly compared to the person who 20 plus years later, seeing him on that stage and how he was like the showman that he has become in that time, I was like, this is just a fun moment to see right now.
Yeah.
And just how wildly I was like, oh, Universal's never letting him come back. Because at one point, like, I've seen artists at the concerts like come off the stage, but there's a barricade between you and the audience. And they've like come down to that and like said hi to people and stuff. No, he didn't stop there. First, he's like, because we overflowed the concert viewing area. So we actually weren't in front of the stage. I posted a picture on Facebook, but we were like off to the side watching a concert on the screen. I was like, I can hear it. I'm happy. Like, I don't need to see him. I'm good. But at one point he was like, all those people way in the back, thank you so much for coming. I want all of you in the back to nominate a tribute to send up here because I think everyone should get to come this close. And my friends were like, Josh wants to. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. No, he does not. Because that seems like hell on earth to me, trying to navigate through that many people. But he pulls these two girls up on stage and then proceeds to leave the stage and then jumps over the barricade into the audience.
Oh, that's a security nightmare.
I'm like, security, like, first off, security hates him because he dragged these two girls to the front and brought them on stage. Now security hates him because, everyone was very well behaved. I was like a ball of anxiety, and I'm like, no. We're going to crush Tyson to death. This is the end of All American Rejects. It was fine, but I'm like, the stage crew is not happy. Security's not happy. When they left before the encore, we're like, there's a Universal executive back there yelling at them. I can feel it.
I went and saw Bush in Tampa, actually, which was wild. Gavin Rothdale was running circuits around the outside venue. I was like, sir, stop jumping off the stage. Are you okay?
That's what I felt when we saw this. Like, I saw the Spin Doctors for free in Government Center one time. It was like this random pop-up concert. It's so random, but I was so there for it. I think Gnail was there. Yeah, it was. I mean, Gnail and I are always down for a good 80s concert. But the lead singer, I know why they call them the Spin Doctors. If he didn't spin 400 times in that performance,
that would make me really.
He just high kicks and then does a spin. And then he sings, and then he does a high kick, and then he does a spin. I was like, sir, are you on cocaine? Like, what is happening? There's too many spins going on here.
Well, he does have a doctorate in spinning,
He does. More like looking at Gavin Rothdale and like knowing his age and just watching him throw himself off the stage. And I was like, then looking at my knees and like looking at him jump off the stage again and like looking down, I was like, I feel very out of shape.
For the very little moving around that I was doing during the show and knowing that Tyson is a year older than me and how I felt the next day, I was like, I was in pain. I was doing was just being like, yeah, concert. And I hurt everywhere. What scares me the most is knowing that there is a video of this happening somewhere. Somebody has a video of it. Welcome, world. That ever means.
No, you don't understand. I am too weird. You guys have accepted how weird I am. I am too weird for this shit.